God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. This is the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. Praise God. Located in Baltimore, Maryland. I am Apostle Dr. Mary Frances Ogburn. Praise God. And bringing you greetings in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord, that you have allowed us to come on blog one more time. We thank you, Lord, for the Sunshine Church, number one and number two in Lakeland, Florida. We bless you, Lord, for everybody today. We pray, God, that, amen, somebody will be blessed through the words that I speak, Hikabahaya, through the Holy Ghost today. We're so blessed. And we honor you, God. We lift you up in Jesus' name. Excuse me. Amen. I honor all pastors in Sunshine, all the prophetess, the members, praise God. And I'm setting in today for prophetess Loretta Lozelle. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I just thank God for this opportunity. Amen. To do what thus says the Lord. Come on and say amen. Praise God. And we just thank you. Praise God. For everything. If you want to tune in today, call 563-999-3511. Amen. Praise God. God is so good. He's a good God. Amen. Also, praise God, I will be coming on at 7 o'clock tonight. Praise God. Amen. Please tune in on this phone number. This prayer line number will be 267-807-9611. Again, the number is 267-807-9611. Praise God. You may call. Amen. And God going to move. Praise God. He going to move in a great way. I'm going to call you back. I'm on the prayer line.
All right, amen.
So we thank God for another day. Song says another day's journey. And I'm glad. Oh, my God, I'm glad about it. Aren't you glad that the Lord saved you, gave you a mind to serve him? I'm glad about it. I'm glad, amen, that I'm still in the Holy Ghost. What about you? Still in the Holy Ghost. Still serving God. Don't you love him today? Don't you know Jesus loves you and I? Excuse me. He loves us. And we love him. Amen. Praise God. It's another day's journey. And I'm glad about it. I ask you, God, to just touch those shut-in ones, the ones that's sick, the ones that's waiting on their healing, and how you done work miracles today and yesterday, all the rest of these days to come. Because, God, you are a miracle worker. And you can do anything but fail. Amen. We got to believe God. We got to believe God's report. We believe man and woman. Amen. But what about God? What did Jesus say? Huh? He said he'll bless us at all times. But we got to continually praise him out of our mouth. Amen. Don't you feel like praising him? Don't you feel like lifting Jesus up? I know I do. Amen. Praise God. I done come too far to turn around. Don't turn around on God. And God will not turn around on you. Amen. Amen. We're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about when I do my paper. Praise God. See it for yourself. That's the sermon for today. See it for yourself. We know that God worked miracles in the Bible back in those days. We know how God healed the sick and opened doors and amen and opened blind man eyes and did all that good stuff. And he's the same God that's, y'all don't hear me, he's the same God that's doing every day, doing it every day. We have to believe that God got what we need. We take everybody's word but God. This one said this, and I've got this, and down the road, and this place and that place. And what did God say? He's a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. God is rewarding us. This is our time. I don't care what folks say. I don't care how it look. It look like we not being blessed, but we are blessed. See it for yourself. Look around you. No knocks on the door. Nobody left yet. We know all of us got to leave one day. But I'm talking about today. We belong to a man that can do anything but fail. Breathed breath into man, and man became a living soul. Took the dirt off the ground and made a body. Nobody can do that but Jesus. Praise God. Heal the sick. Call Lazarus out of the grave. Laid in the grave for 3 days. And when Jesus called him out, no smell to him. When he called us out, no smell to us. Amen. Praise God. So we're going into the word of God. See it for yourself. We got to start giving God credit. We give everybody credit but God. Well, Pastor Osborne, she did this. Pastor Osborne said, but what did Jesus do? He allowed Apostle Osborne to do that. He allowed you to do what you did and what you're doing. Nobody can do us like Jesus. Nobody. God always got a ram in the bush. He put Abraham through the test, giving up his son as a sacrifice. Abraham obeyed God. God tell us to do something. We don't want to obey God. God ain't tell me. He told them. God uses ordinary people. But one thing about it, Abraham was put through a test. But at the end, and saved his son. Nobody can do us like Jesus. Have your head ever been on a chopping block? Many times. God has spared us many times. Nobody can do us like Jesus. Let's go into the word of God in the book of Mark, chapter 11. Amen. One thing about the Lord, he's not going to let nothing happen to us. He's not. Lord, have mercy. Let me start from, praise God. I'm going to start from Mark chapter 11, verse 1. Just be patient. Be patient. It ain't all about prophecy. Ain't all about laying hands. The word of God does the work through us. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethlehem and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sent forth two of his disciples and said unto them, go your way unto the village over against you. And as soon, Lord have mercy, as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a coat tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him, and bring him, and if any man say unto you, why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord had need of him. And straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two were ways met. And they loosed him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, why do ye loosen the colt? You know how people ask questions. Amen. And they said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded, and they let him go. And they brought the coat to Jesus and cast their garments on him. And he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way. And others cut down branches of the trees and straw them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the heights. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked around about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out into Bethany with the 12. Jesus clears the temple again. Y'all hear that? He's going to clear some things. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing a fig tree afar of having leaves, he came, if happily he might find the time of figs, find anything therein, and when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of figs was not yet. It's not time yet for us to do a lot of things we're doing. It's not time. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Jesus was speaking against the fig tree and the disciples, like he's doing us today. He's speaking against things we're doing. But it's not time yet. It's not time yet. We have to learn how to wait on God and be patient. And they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and brought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, it is written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. God wants our homes to be called the house of prayer. God wants his churches to be called the house of prayer. Amen, praise God. And we done turned things the wrong way. We done went the wrong way. But when Jesus spoke to the fig tree, there was witnesses. The disciples knew that no figs was on that tree. Lord have mercy. That tree is not going to grow if it's not right. We got to get right with God. Amen. The things that we know that we shouldn't be doing, we're doing it. Oh, God will have mercy. Yeah, God will have mercy. He's going to have mercy. And we're going to see it for ourselves. We're going to see it one day. We're going to see that God has told us certain things to do, and we haven't done it. Amen, praise God. It's time now for us to grow in God the more. If God say, don't do it, don't do it. No matter what people say, oh, you can't listen to them. God, look, stop listening to everybody, especially if they're not in God like they should be. Stop listening to these unfruitful people. You got to be fruitful. A tree is not going to grow if it's not right, if it's not watered, if the stones and things are not moved from around it. You got to be with a good tree. You got to be with good trees. You got to hang with good trees. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I was going to go another way. Say amen. See it for yourself. Amen, praise God. Read that word of God. Take it in your heart and watch God move. God gonna move. God gonna move not many days hence. But we need to read that word and listen to the Spirit. The Lord might not come right then and there, but he's coming. He's coming. Well, God, I just don't have it. I don't have it like I used to. Nobody have it like they used to. Many people have lost things. They don't have it like they used to. But God will plenish them back. He will plenish us back. He will. Time for us to do things for God, we drop it. It don't matter. People ask us to go to Walmart. We put our clothes on fast. Somebody said, well, come on. There's a service over there. I don't feel like going tonight. I guess not. Your mind or my mind might not be going. But we have to ask God to help our minds. We've fallen back from God. The word of God said, let this mind be in you, also in Christ Jesus. That means we got to have a mind to do right. Every day, we need to ask the Lord, Lord, help us. Lord, help us. I don't ask God that every day. I forget. And then when you can't tell people or a person anything, you're not helping them. See it for yourself. We should be able to see the works of God in people. We should be able to see a difference in people. Yes, we all go down. We fall down, we get up. But we don't stay down. We get up. Shake ourselves. Wonder why we can't sleep? Go to God about it. Wonder why things not happening right away for us like they used to, like it used to happen? Go to God. Go to God about it. We got to stop listening to unfruitful people. That see what happened to the fig tree? And God had witnesses to see it. It didn't bring forth no figs. God not going to mistreat us. He know how strong we are. He know our life. He made us. He know how many pieces of hair we got on our head. The Lord knows. And that's why he said, you're not going to make my house a house of den and thieves. Don't let people turn you around. Don't let people do anything in your homes or in your cars or in the church or in the store. Praise God. We got some people right now not even speaking to each other. and we get up in church, we holler, we scream, we testify, we lie, we tell people God didn't do it, and look, miracles happen. Some people in our church need a miracle. It happened for them today. Don't tell me what God won't do, and that's an instant miracle. Some people you cannot help. I learned that myself. And I just didn't learn it. I'm still learning. Some people I can't help. They don't want no help. But God had mercy on us. He know our hearts. And a lot of things, praise God, we don't see it right now. But God. Well, we go to church too much. You never go to church too much. Examine yourself and see that. See it for yourself. Yes, our body tell us, slow down. Your body controls you. If the body tell us, relax. We're not going to relax like we should. The body speaks to us. I've been praying about some things when it comes to the family. I'm seeing it in the spirit. I said, God, I thank you. Sometimes families don't listen. But God, I thank you. People say, well, your family, they this my family, ain't no better nobody else's family. My family make mistakes. My family go through like everybody else. My family's not perfect. No family's perfect. But we trying to do better. And we always say, well, nobody's perfect. But that's like we done season ourselves with that. We need to eat some brain flakes. Instead of bran flakes, brain flakes. We need a mind to really see the word of God and to apply it to our hearts. We are so blessed. We are blessed. We got people right now way sick. Talking about going on hospices. And different people that we love. But we standing on the word of God. We know if God don't do it, it can be done. Examine yourselves. I'm examining myself. I say, my God, I done come short of a lot of things. And I had to catch myself. Sometimes, church, you got to catch yourself. Sometimes, people of God, you got to catch yourself. He will not have us mistreating our bodies, mistreating one another. Where is the love of God? Where is that love? The Bible says love casts out all, perfect love casts out all fear. We're afraid of this. We're afraid of that. Come on now. Y'all know how it is. We used to be out there party 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. We stay out that time for church. Y'all stay in church too long. Well, we ain't say that with Michael Jackson, James Brown, Aretha Franklin, Fats Domino, and all that, Gladys Knight and all that, we was out there partying. Don't let nobody tell you it's all right. Now, if you hadn't grown out of that and you take it to God, God will come in on time, but you can't do it by yourself. Don't go back to your own vomit. Don't go back smoking. Don't go back drinking. Don't go back lying and all this stuff. We have to catch ourselves. The devil will test us, especially when we're going through, y'all. And I used to love Winston cigarettes. The devil said, you need to smoke a cigarette. I said, no, I don't. And that's when I pray more. God strengthen me. Devil said, well, you know you used to drink. Yes, I did, but I don't drink now. God strengthen me. Sometimes we are tempted. Well, you used to lie a lot. I sure did. God help me. Don't let me get no lying lips back. Sure did. Party all night long. God, don't let me do that. Don't let me go back. Let nothing separate you from the love of God. The devil is out there. And you know what? He'll use the closest one. Because we believe everything they say. And they'd be the very one that got stronger in God, and you'd be out there. Well, you should have kept what you had. I was weak at the time. I used to go to a lot of outings my family had. And I went one day. One of the family members put a glass of liquor under my nose. She said, come on and drink. I said, I don't drink. A little bit ain't gonna hurt you. Yes, it will, because a little bit bring more on. Girl, you can come on out and party. No, I can't. Suppose Jesus was to come, and I'm up there partying. And we know it takes time for a change in all of us. But don't give the devil no place. I dreamed this, I don't know what it was, morning or what, but it was last night, that it was a bag of pepper, black pepper, and the pepper was on the floor. And it was in a sandwich bag. Now, you know, sandwich bags, we open them up top. But this bag was laid flat, and it was open up in the middle. See, the devil is trying to trick us. Trying to trick us. Don't let the enemy do that. And that's witchcraft, y'all. That's witchcraft. Watch you. Watch your surroundings. Watch what they do. Watch what they say. But no weapon formed against Hikobohoya, formed against us, shall prosper. See it for yourself. We got to see things for ourselves. We don't want to believe nobody. Yeah, but they told me, look, go to God. I've been told of many things, but we got to go to God. Some people try to pastor. There ain't no pastors. They don't even want to hear what you got to say. How they going to be pastors? They're not pastors. They got to believe God. Okay, wait a minute, minister. I'm minister. Some people, praise God, they don't believe God. They don't believe God. But don't let nobody change you. Because anytime people don't want to be in a church, I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that. See it for yourself. Amen. Don't let the enemy talk mess in your ears. I heard somebody just talking about me the other night. Talking bad. When you love people, how can you downrate them? And I don't even know the people, probably. And if I know them, I'm praying for them. Because the Bible says, touch not my anointed one and do my prophet no harm. I'm praying that God save them. God deliver them. Because deliverance is much needed. It's time for us to grow more in God, to love each other more, to do what God says do. Do what we're supposed to do in the church. We got a position in the church. Fulfill that position. My position, I need to do it more. God has captured our hearts. And whoever listening, God love all of us. He don't have no respectable person. Whether we down or up, just don't go along with it. Don't go along with people. And we know they're wrong. And if we do, Holy Ghost say, stop. It's not right. It's not right how we sit up in the church and don't love one another. It's not right how we don't support our own church. I mean, work in our church, work. I can come to church and sit, but are you working? Am I working? See it for yourself. Coming from the book of Mark, chapter 11. Praise God. Amen. Talking about the fig tree. The house of dens. Sometimes churches don't grow. Finances don't grow in the church because God is tired of us. He's tired of the churches. He's tired of the leaders. All this money and don't even want to help the ones in the church and help the poor. Help the homeless. Putting money in churches. And they can't even get no money. I'm talking about most of these big churches. Millions and millions of dollars. And see the members. Or see the homeless. Or whoever. Out in the street. Nobody can do us like Jesus. I'm coming, prophetess. Nobody can do us like Jesus. Nobody. Are you on the line?
I couldn't get through, but is this a...
Okay, I'm getting ready to go off. I'm going to call you back.
Okay.
Nobody can do us like Jesus. Nobody can heal us like the Lord. So we bless God today. I thank God for whoever listening. I love y'all. The ones who couldn't come on, I love them too. So God bless you until 7 o'clock tonight. God keep blessing you. And I'm coming on the prayer line, 7 o'clock. God bless you. I love y'all. Don't forget the apostle that's coming Sunday. Praise God. Come in with a praise. Come in with a praise. Amen. So we bless God in Jesus' name. And until the next time, this is the Sunshine of Faith International Ministry, number one, number two in Lakeland, Florida. Praise God. And number one is located in Baltimore. The address is 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue. That's in Baltimore, Maryland. Our service starts at 1:30. P.M., praise God. Number two church, you may call the pastor at 863-812-6227. God bless y'all. Praise God. We're going to have a good time Sunday. We're going to have a good time Sunday. And please bring a blessing. Please bring a financial blessing. We got to stop holding back on God. Pay your tithes. Give an offering. Bless the church. Bless the man of God. Amen. I love y'all, and this is Apostle Mary Dr. Mary Frances Osborne saying, God loves you, and so do I. And I'll see you when I see you. God bless.